I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has urged European leaders to stop fighting over the fate of 49 migrants stuck aboard two humanitarian rescue ships on the Mediterranean and let them land at a safe port of call. Speaking in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis called on European leaders to show concrete solidarity for the migrants who were rescued off the Libyan coast. Italy and Malta have refused to let the ships dock and called on each other to take the migrants. President Trump has signalled a change of position about the immediate withdrawal of US forces from Syria. On Sunday, Trump told reporters that it now depends on the defeat of ISIS. National Security Advisor John Bolton also said the withdrawal of US troops depends on certain conditions, in a further indication that the process is being slowed down. On a trip to Israel and Turkey, he said he would seek Turkish assurances that Kurds in northern Syria would be safe. A bishop from Argentina who had been working in the Vatican's real estate administration office is the object of a preliminary diocesan investigation after accusations came to light of sexual abuse, abuse of power and mismanagement of his former Diocese of Oran. The Vatican said the accusations against Bishop Gustavo Zancheta emerged in the autumn of 2018 and a preliminary investigation is underway. The case will be handed over to a special commission for bishops if credible evidence is found. The Primate of All Ireland has insisted that the country's new abortion law that took effect on January 1st has no moral force and must be resisted by Catholics. Archbishop Eamon Martin of Armagh, who is the president of the Irish Bishops' Conference, said in a message to mark the legislation that the new law in good conscience cannot be supported. Archbishop Martin urged Catholics to continue to call and work diligently for its limitation, amendment and repeal. A Jesuit whom former Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan sought to oust in 2018 will remain in his post as chaplain of the legislative body as the 116th session of Congress begins. Lawmakers voted on January 3rd to keep Father Patrick Conroy in the post for the next 2 years. His term began in 2011. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.